Welcome back to HealthLink on Air. Linda Cohen along with my producer, Steve Marks.
Right.
Hi, Steve. And our resident psychologist and expert in all things psychological, Dr. Rich O'Neill.
And we've got our next question for you, Dr. Rich O'Neill, and we'll see what we can do about it. We've talked recently about anxiety, and it seemed to fit into that category of something that can be very severe for people and be a problem they need to seek therapy about or see their physician. But we also talked about it in more general terms. Everybody experiences anxiety, and you helped us learn some things about how to deal with that. The same thing we thought might be true with depression. We know some people are suffering severe depression and need to seek a lot of assistance and help. But everybody gets depressed at times.
Everybody's mood goes up and down. Maybe you can help
us think a little bit about how we deal with it when we're depressed.
Sure.
Yeah, and I have a question along that. I mean, I've always wondered when you say somebody says I feel depressed, when they really mostly just feel sad. And what's the difference?
Sadness actually has energy. Sadness is a natural human reaction, usually to a loss. Depression is a loss of energy where you don't have energy, you have trouble sleeping, your mood is low. It's different than and sadness has a lot of energy with it. So, but let's talk about, that'll lead us right into where depression comes from, which is a different place than sadness. You're going along in your life okay, you have some goal, and then you run into an obstacle between you and the goal. Now, whenever that happens, and it happens a lot, we get frustrated.
Right.
Now, if when we get that experience, we, what I call boomerang that frustration back on ourselves, and we miss the fact that actually something happened outside of us in our life that we couldn't accomplish. There was something frustrating or something hurt us. If we instead boomerang it on us and say, I'm the problem. I'm the cause of this problem.
I'm a failure.
I'm a failure, I'm a jerk, I'm a this, I'm a that, feel bad, feel guilty. Instead of knowing, oh, something happened outside of me that I didn't like that thing outside of me, instead we, what I call, discharge that frustration into myself, onto myself, then you're going to feel bad about you and bad about the future, and you won't be able to solve the problem because you've forgotten what the problem is already.
But isn't there also a danger in blaming the outside for things that go on, too? I mean, I can think of people who then
never
just
look at themselves.
Right.
As what
all they
do
is it's their fault.
Yes, there is. And that's what we call discharging out. Okay. Rather than the third possibility is making space for the experience, the natural human experience of frustration, which occurs anytime we don't get what we want.
Well, how do you do that? How do you make
space?
Well,
let's I'm going to give people a guide to figuring out when you start to feel depressed. I'm holding my fingers up in the air like what I call the fork in the road, right? And you're just pointing my finger along my hand, then I get to the fork in the road, and at that moment, I start to feel depressed. So I go down the depressed fork in the road. Now, if you're depressed, if you can say, put a little window around the fork in the road and say to yourself, okay, when was the first moment I got depressed? When was the last moment I wasn't depressed? And what happened in between? What was the event? What was the trigger that I didn't really pay attention to? I didn't know that, oh, I didn't like that. Instead, I started to think, I'm a jerk. I'm a failure. Right. There's a problem with me, like Steve was saying, and it's all my fault. Then if you can discover that trigger, that real life event, and go back inside and say to yourself, wait a minute, it's natural. When I get hurt, somebody hurts me, or I don't get what I want, I feel frustrated, I feel angry. And then we talked about centering a couple of weeks ago. Just make room inside yourself. Tell yourself, well, this is a natural human experience. Let me explore and see what it's like to actually feel frustrated. What is that physical, emotional, energetic experience like, and make room for it instead of blocking it all out with all these thoughts of I'm a failure, there's something wrong with me, etc.
Or on the contrary, it's all their fault, either one.
Yeah, well, you're probably going to feel that. You're probably going to want to say, oh, there's something wrong with the other person, right? And the job, again, is instead of actually discharging that experience, taking it out of you or putting it into you, making room inside of you and exploring the experience of that frustrated energy.
Instead, Is that kind of like accepting it?
You have to accept it. You say to yourself, this is a natural, normal human experience that everybody has whenever we don't get what we want or somebody hurts us. We do want to, you know, somebody hurts us. We want to smack them a good one. We want to get them back. We want to retaliate, you know. And look at the history of the human race. That's where we've been a lot, you know. And we're not very good at containing the experience of frustration. So instead, if we can start to contain it and then discover, what does it feel like? Get friendly with the natural human experience of anger and wanting to retaliate, so you have some choice about, am I going to tell myself I'm a failure? Am I going to yell and scream at my spouse or my kid, my boss, my, you know, employee, whoever? Or am I going to take that energy, look at the problem and see, how am I going to use this energy to solve this problem? It's not about me. It's not about you. It's about some problem. Now, that said, if somebody's trying to kill you, that's a different thing. Or hitting you, that's a different thing.
Yeah. Right.
You do whatever you can to protect yourself. And you discharge out. You know, you protect yourself or you run. But that's a different thing. Usually that's not the case. Usually it's something much more simple. We can use the energy to solve the problem.
Sounds good. It sounds very hopeful. I think the question of actually putting it into effect is always the challenge.
Yeah. We might challenge you again on this one.
We can talk about discharging out and how to manage that if you'd like.
I think that sounds great. Thanks for coming.
You're welcome.
Thanks, Rich.